Hello, everyone. I'm Erin.
And this is Tommy.
And we're bringing you our September Artist of the Month episode for Japan Top 10.
Woo! Japan Top 10.
So welcome to September. If you're heading back to school, good luck. And if you're like Tommy and I and you're not going to school, good luck to you too, because I'm sure you go to work. But we're going to be filling you in with some great music from my Artist of the Month pick for September. Who do you think that's going to be, Tommy?
I don't know. Judging from last time, I feel it's something Inuyasha related.
It would be, but unfortunately, or rather fortunately, I suppose, to spice it up, it's not. It's Puffy, or as we know of them here in North America, it's Puffy AmiYumi.
Oh, yeah, I remember those two.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring you back to the early 2000s, like late 1990s. Heck yeah.
Oh, man, those days.
So a little bit of background on Puffy. Uh-huh. The members consist of Ami Onuki and Yumi Yoshimura. Okay. And they were both Sony affiliates. They were underneath Sony Records Japan for a very long time. Ami joined first because she was under a band that was signed to Sony, and then Yumi joined later. They met up and they became friends because they were just these two people under this huge corporation, and they like understood each other, made a band together, and the rest is history.
So like idol BFFs?
Yeah, for sure. And that's how it goes, man. They made a show together, even though they didn't voice their characters, but their songs were in it. It was on Cartoon Network. It was great. And they released their first song called Asia no Junshin, or True Asia, in 1996. Mm-hmm. And it sold over 15 million copies in Japan.
Wow.
And it skyrocketed them into fame in 1998. I think is when they started really like hitting off in Japan.
Man, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. And then they came over here, took North America by storm. I know it took me by storm because I was like, this is the best thing ever.
Didn't that cartoon like win an Emmy or something?
It won a few Annie Awards, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, right? Our annual listener survey is out right now, and we would
right
like
now.
To hear your feedback on upcoming changes to Japan Top 10, along with learning more about you, the listener.
Yeah, you.
The survey only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to complete, and as a reward, we will select a random survey entrant to receive a free $50 Costco cash card or a $50 Amazon gift card. And did you know you don't need the Costco membership to use the cash card?
Oh, really?
For full details on the survey, you can go to jtop10.jp/survey. That's where you will find it and be able to fill it out and be entered to win your card.
Yeah.
This message will now be translated into Japanese by Miki for our Japanese listeners.
年に一度のアンケートの時期がやってきました。今後の変更についてご意見を聞かせください。所要時間は5分から10分です。回答された方の中から抽選で1名様に50ドル分のコストコカードもしくは Amazon ギフトカードをプレゼント。コストコカードを使うときにコストコメンバーになる必要はございません。詳しくはジャパントップ10ウェブサイトをご確認ください。
And if you hear all of the fun that Tommy and I are having right now and you thought, hey, I'd like to join a podcast like that, well, you're in luck because you can. Just head on over to jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we currently have available on the podcast. And we are now providing monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance.
Yay!
Yay! And up next at number 5, we have Electric Beach Fever, or Nagisa ni Matsuwaru etc. from 2002.
Number 5.
Bye.
this song was originally released as Puffy AmiYumi's fourth single back in April of 1997, but I'm specifically talking about the US re-release of this song under the name Electric Beach Fever, which was released in 2002. So just clearing the air in case anyone's already hopping on their keyboard to tell me how wrong I am. I'm specifically talking about the 2002 remake because of my dear friend right over here, who showed me a version of this song that he knew from when he was younger. And what version would that be, Tommy?
Yes, so that version would be on a game called Beatmania for the Game Boy Color. And I think the specific version was Beatmania 2 Gacha Mix.
Right.
Yeah, and that's pretty much where I heard that song for the first time. But it blew my mind when I realized this was like a Puffy AmiYumi song. So when I heard this version of the song many years later, while I was like watching random YouTube videos, you know, I was like, I've heard this song before.
Why does this bring back so many memories?
So many like chiptune memories right now.
That must have been really jarring for you to hear the like actual version after hearing the 8-bit version for so long.
Yeah, I actually like the Game Boy version better.
Oh shoot.
I think I actually have a sample of this song
from the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, let me show you.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, I told you, right?
Yeah. Oh my god, I love the chip. It's so cute.
This was my childhood.
And a good one indeed. Oh my god,
I told you, right?
It's so good. And isn't the, I think I only watched the music video once when you showed me, but isn't the music video like super fun?
Yeah, I think it was I think based on the geography, I think it was filmed in Thailand.
I think, I'd say you're probably right. They're like on a beach and they're chilling with some people and eating some crabs. They're like cooking up crabs, right?
Yeah, if I remember it correctly. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I wish I could do that on a beach electric.
Nice try.
Oh, it's fine. Moving on. I included this song because I haven't even fully listened to this, and I learned of its existence not too long ago. It's Puffy AmiYumi's most recent single called Susume Nonsense from 2018.
Number 4. とこ。
So this song, as I said, was released in 2018, and I'll be straight up honest, I couldn't find any information on this song whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you look it up and it's just like, yep, this is a song that exists, and it's like not from anything, it's not for anything, it's just a single.
Are you sure you didn't research hard enough?
I mean, like, when you look it up on Google, it just says that it exists. And then I looked up Puffy AmiYumi on Spotify, and that's actually how I found this song.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, Spotify is good for everything. It has all of the sacred texts.
You know what else you can find on Spotify?
What?
Our podcast, J Top 10.
Oh, that's right. If you haven't already, go check us out on Spotify.
Yay.
Moving on, though, I think that this song, Susume Nonsense, fits the Puffy AmiYumi formula to a T. Mm-hmm. It has Puffy, Ami, and Yumi singing. But this time, instead of just Ami and Yumi, they have a male harmony, too.
Oh, so that's who Puffy is?
Yeah, that's Puffy, Ami, and Yumi, and they're all singing together. Can't wait.
Oh, God.
AmiYumi and the Puffy guy. They're all singing on Susume Nonsense. That's their thing. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and you would like some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Amanda, by sending her an email at amanda@jtop10.jp along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp or email our sales manager, Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And coming up at number 3, a personal favorite, and I know a favorite for you too, Tommy.
Oh, yeah?
It's Joining a Fan Club from 2004.
What? Number 3.
Feeling her best up in Hollywood.
So this song was released on their album Hi Hi Puffy AmiYumi, which is where I first heard of this song ever.
Yeah.
But right. As you very well know, Tommy, this song is actually a cover of a song of the same name, Joining a Fan Club, by the band Jellyfish, back all the way back from 1993.
Yes, that band is my jam.
They are absolutely amazing. And the creative mind behind Jellyfish, Andy Sturmer, was a huge influence on Puffy AmiYumi, because he actually went and worked with them on a lot of their songs, including that entire album that I just mentioned.
So he was like the producer of most of these songs.
Yeah, and he let these guys do a cover of his song, which is way faster than the original.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I beg you, go listen to the Jellyfish version. As much as I love this version, the Jellyfish version, a much better.
No, Osaka much better.
If you didn't get that little bit, that's actually from the Puffy AmiYumi show, where they actually show Ami and Yumi's faces.
So speaking of how this was your introduction to this song, mm-hmm. how I first discovered the song was when I was at producing school, and my teacher showed me a bunch of albums, and one album in particular was Spilled Milk by Jellyfish.
Yep.
And when I first heard the album, I was so totally into it. I was totally into the band, totally into like the music. Like, they had everything, like guitar work,
dope harmonies.
Yeah. Like a little odd time signature.
Yeah.
Section here and there. Like, they had everything, you know, great mixing too. It was great. Later on in life, I actually like did a cover of this song. I think you were there, like, when I performed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was a good cover, but your band sucked.
Your band sucked, too.
Yeah, all of our bands sucked.
Well, your band sucked.
Well, your band sucked much better.
Oh, God.
Alrighty, coming up at number two, we have Cosmic Wonder, or Cosmic Nagare Tabi, from 2000.
Number two.
classic Puffy, just ending on something completely different than the rest of the song.
And probably Ami and Yumi too.
Yeah, they probably had something to do with it. So, this song was released on their album Spike, which was their first ever album that also received a US release.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this this album was kind of the pivotal, we're going to release a Japanese album and also a US album with certain English songs that are not the same.
Oh, yeah.
Not the same as their original.
That reverse bait and switch lyric thing, right?
Exactly, yeah. This was the pivotal start of it all, this one album. So what did you think of the song?
Yeah, I actually like this song a lot.
Yeah?
I mean, it kind of had this like a lo-fi city pop vibes.
Yeah, 100%.
Which I'm digging right now.
Heck yeah, that's in right now. And we both super duper love it, which is why I chose it, because I knew that you'd think it was a jam.
Yeah, it's totally different from like their normal stuff.
Yeah, completely. They're not chugging on strings and singing like super duper high and being...
And like harmonies and...
Yeah.
And this time Puffy's not in it right now.
Yeah, Mr. Puffy's sitting this one out. If you like all of the banters thus far...
I do.
And all the songs, and you thought, I'd love to hear two more... extra songs, you can.
Yeah.
And for just $1 a month,
just $1,
you can become a Patreon donor for Japan Top 10.
Yeah.
Not only do you help support the podcast, but you also receive two extra songs, and you get to receive a special gift from us occasionally, as well as song lists. So if that sounds like something that you would be interested in, please visit our website at jtop10.jp/club to find out how to join and become a Patreon member.
Join the club.
Yeah.
Please.
Please. Up next, we have the long-awaited. I know you've been waiting for it. I've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
We have Hi Hi from 2004.
I'm so done waiting for this.
We'll say hi to it because it's here.
Number one. We call the screaming fans, the outdoor around the world.
So when I was a young, tiny child watching Cartoon Network, I saw this come on and I was like, whoa, it's so cool and colorful and the song is so fun. And then that led to me buying all of the Hi Hi Puffy AmiYumi DVDs. And I still have, I think I have them in my basement. I have like a lot of Hi Hi Puffy AmiYumi merch.
So you fangirled the heck out of this.
Yeah, 100%. I saw it and immediately fell in love with it. Thought the song was amazing. And then like, it was a long road of addiction. That's it. Thank you for coming to my AAY meeting. My Ami and Yumi addiction center. So, to kind of tie in a little bit of the information we gave you before, if you had to guess an individual who helped work on this song, Tommy, who would you venture a guess?
Well, based on how you asked that question, I believe it was Andy Sturmer, right? The guy from Jellyfish?
Yeah, but like, show your work. What else? What about the song would make you think that it was Andy Sturmer? Because I have a few theories.
Well, definitely, like, you know, the keyboard synths and stuff. I can see, like, a lot of his, like, punk rock guitar motifs.
Yeah, for sure. That's that. I agree. And then also that, like, breakdown section where they're like, Pack Monster, Mom, Pepperoni, Flash Mob. That sounds so much like him.
True.
Like, he would do that 100%.
That's true.
So, that Andy Sturmer guy really did have such a huge influence. And actually, fun fact, I'll leave you with a fun fact, is that he, Andy Sturmer, is the guy who christened Puffy AmiYumi as Puffy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the guy that gave them their name.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, I just realized.
What?
The Puffy guy that we keep on talking about
is Andy
Sturmer.
Whoa!
We just solved 2 X-File cases.
In one episode. Take that, Scully.
Yeah.
All right. That brings us to the end of our show for today. We really hope that you enjoyed my artist pick, Puffy AmiYumi. Even if it just brought you a little bit of nostalgia from being a kid growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I had a little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, you had that Game Boy nostalgia, and yeah. I had that Cartoon Network nostalgia.
I got that Game Boy, you got that Teen Titans.
That's it, that's what we got.
No matter what, Puffy AmiYumi wins. No, sorry. You know what, no matter what, the Puffy Man always wins.
No, AmiYumi much better.
Oh.
I know we keep saying this joke. We've said this like 3 times or twice, or I don't know.
Like 3 times or a bajillion times,
probably,
whatever.
Closer to a bajillion, I'd say. But leave a comment below if you know what episode that's from. It's when they're real human selves, not their animated counterparts. See if you can find it. So don't forget to fill out your listener survey for your chance to win your $50 Costco cash card or $50 Amazon card. Tell us your thoughts on any potential changes and check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, like we mentioned, or anywhere else where you like to listen to your podcasts. We greatly appreciate every listen and all of your support. And thank you so much for listening to my September Artist of the Month pick. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'm Erin.
And this is Tommy.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10.